Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It's Thursday, May 28th, 2015, and you have tuned in to Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.com. or BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. I'm your host, Rev J. I'm excited you tuned in. As always, today is Thankful Thursday, and I have so much to be thankful for because I've been through a lot lately. It's a lot of pressures, and I had to actually practice what I'm preaching. I have to actually speak life over every situation. Here comes this, here comes that. Oh, there's something going on for your child. Oh, speak life. Oh, something going on with your family. Speak life. Oh, there's this situation. Oh, something going on with your job. Oh, feeling overwhelmed. Through all of that, I forgot to speak life. And so yesterday, I was out for a walk, and it just finished raining, and then the sun burst through the clouds. And I was like, all right, this is the time to go. I'm going to go for this walk. This is the time, because, of course, you know, we need solitude. We need to get our mind right, and a little daily walk will help recharge your batteries, especially in the sunshine. And so I took advantage of it. So I'm walking, and it came to me. Don't even ask, because I wasn't even thinking about laundry. But it came to me. I was looking at a laundromat on the corner, and I was like, wow, look at that. Clothes, I'm about to get there, I'm sorry. It just, like, amazed me. And so I'm just trying to, yeah. Okay, so anyways, so here's the thing. You go to the laundromat, you put your dirty clothes in, and it goes through a cycle. They get wet, they get soapy, spin really, really fast. Through all of that, they just keep going round and around and around and around and around. The same thing. Around and around and around. 30 minutes pass. 40 minutes pass. Sometimes you want something extra, so you hit the permanent press button, and then that takes even longer. Around and around and around, the clothes just keep going. I'm like, what? That's just like life. What do you mean? Sometimes you got delicate situations in your life. Boop. So you hit the delicate button. So it doesn't take as long to go around and around. You kind of get the message, you kind of get the point, not too much agitation in the system, and then it comes out cleaner than when it was when it went in. Sometimes you got some heavily soiled stuff, so it needs some extra time of soaking and stewing in that dirt, that muck, and that mire for all the soaps and all the adjuncts to get to all the necessary areas. And so it takes longer. And it spins around and around and around. And sometimes you do want that permanent press. You want that stuff hot. You want the water hot. You want the system hot. You don't want the wrinkles, the germs, none of that. So you put all the stuff in there, all the bleaches, all the high-efficiency detergent, all the laundry booster, all that in there with it. Why? Because you want it cleaner or different than when you put it in there. And so it goes around and around and around. And the permanent press lasts longer. The heavily soiled lasts longer. End result should still be the same. There's a spirit of expectation that when the cycle is over, the transformation has occurred. Now, sometimes you've got some stuff with some stubborn stains on it. It means you have to wash it again. So you put that to the side. But the same, so you can wash it again. But the same thing happens in life. The very same thing, the exact same thing. We keep going round and round and round. Like, I'm tired of this cycle, I'm tired of that cycle. But if you're coming out the same way you went in, guess what? You got to go in again. If you got some heavily soiled stuff in your life, like you've been in some stuff for a minute to win it, guess what? You're going back in. Guess what? You're going to stay in there longer. You get that permanent press because there are some things in you that needs to come out of you. There are some things in you that have to come up off of you for this next level that you're going through. We all, a lot of us want stuff easy peasy. It doesn't happen that way. When you've got a higher destination to reach, to go to obtain, you can't just go through the delicate cycle. Oh, honey, it's going to be okay. Pat, 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 rub, 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 and gone about your business. No, you've been through some stuff, you've been through some things, and you got to get some of that up off of you. Just like when you go into relationships, you got to get some of that old stuff up off of you, up out of you, and away from you. So when you go to this next level, this next series, this higher level, whatever your dreams, vision, and vocation may be, when you go there, you can't come out the same way. You've got to go through that cycle. And so I find it funny. We look at other people and we talk about them and the situations that they go through and like, she should have known better. He should know by now. But if you've got a deep-rooted saying and we're only applying pre-treatment and we're not letting you go through the cycle, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to come out the same way, so you have to go through the same cycle. So a lot of us, self-included, go through these cycles, these seasons of our life, and we're like, why am I going through the same thing? Because obviously there's something upon you or within you, some character trait, some flaw, some deficit, something that's not coming out in the wash. And if it doesn't come out in the wash, you can't wear it. I can't take it. I'm not going to wear jogging pants on a job interview, even if it's at Nike. Why? Because that appears inappropriate. It appears like I'm not taking it seriously. It appears a whole bunch of things. And so I'm definitely not going to wear anything stained, dirty, wrinkled, toe up from the flow up on any interview. Why? Because it gives the same impression. Now, why, if I take that much time with my clothes to decide that, at least that much, then why wouldn't I take that time in my life? Oh, you see what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I take that time in my relationships with others to self-heal, not self-medicate, because that does not work, but to heal from the past relationship, allow myself downtime to assess and value and see where I've been and all that stuff, to see what's really going on. Why am I attracted to the same people or the same situations? Why am I going through this again? How could I possibly be broke again working 2-3 jobs now? Or why am I around this type of person again? Because what you allow in your life is what's continuing. And until you're ready to put yourself in that permanent press cycle, then guess what? You're still going to be going through it. Oh, that's deep. I know. But not only is it deep, but it's visual. And you can see what I'm saying. So all of us, self-included, who just want the little delicate cycle, we just want to be rinsed and worn, I have to understand that some of us have some deep-rooted family stuff that we've been carrying around with us. We got some deep-rooted emotional baggage from past relationships. We got some deep-rooted stuff that's not for us for this next level that we're going through. That's not for us for any level. It's not really good. It's toxic. And we were choosing to carry all of that around with us. Some of us, not so knowingly. Most of the time, you know your issues. You know your family. You know what you've been doing. You know your habits. You know the stuff that needs to be broken, switched, transformed, rearranged. And all of that is obtainable. And what does that have to do with speak life? You can't really speak to a situation you're not willing to address. So you can start speaking over your finances, yes. And you can start speaking over your marriage, yes. And you can start filling out the applications to go back to school, yes. But until you are really, really, really ready to do some self-evaluation and look at your crusty attitude and your non-winning personality, then you're going to be in the same situation. You're going to have the same stuff going on season after season. You're going to stay in that same cycle until you're willing to say, wait a minute, what is my relationship with this money? Why is it that I'm willing to self-sabotage? Let me really pull out a mirror and do some introspection. Oh, my gosh, I went through this in 2000, 2003, 2007, 2010, 2013. Oh, it seems to be a, what, cycle, right? And if it's a cycle and if you're going back through the cycle, that means there's something still in you, on you, around you that still needs to be dealt with. Just like at the laundromat. And myself, personally, I don't like to wash small loads. I like to wait to wash loads when they're big and heavy. But the same way I do laundry at the laundromat is the exact same way I handle life situations. For a long time, I wouldn't handle stuff when it's small. Oh, such and such gets on my nerves. Okay, fine, whatever. Oh, such and such is doing this. Okay, fine, whatever. But then when it gets really big, like, look, let me let you know, you do this, and when you do this, you do this, and you do this, and then it's this whole big thing where it could have been handled more appropriately. When it was at a lower or smaller state, I could have addressed it better, rather than waiting till I was ready to explode, the person was ready to explode, and risk the loss of the friendship, the relationship, or whatever the case may be. How often, see, how it is, what you, oh, what did I hear someone say yesterday? Was it what you do somewhere, you do everywhere, what you do anywhere, you do everywhere? Yeah, it's, I'll figure it out, and I'll post it on Facebook for you guys later. But basically it says, if you're lazy over here, you're going to be lazy over there. And because what? The best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. It's your own record. That's why people ask you on job interviews, send over your resume. And that's why loan applications, they want a credit check. Because they want to know what's your past behavior. Now, granted, we all have the ability to change. Not many of us stick with it, though. Not many of us commit to it. And based upon that and how you look on paper is how a lot of people judge you. But they don't really realize that you're no longer going through the delicate cycle, that you're willing to go through the heavily soiled or the permanent press cycle to get up off of you and get out of you the very things that were hindering you. Now, what does that have to do with speak life? Again, all of this, you can't speak or you can't have anything come out of you but what's in you. So if you're looking and examining what's in you, then you can start examining what you're saying and why you're saying it and how you're saying it that way. Why are you self-sabotaging? Why are you eating the way you're eating? Why are you drinking the way you're drinking? Why are you sneaking drinks? You're grown, and you're sneaking your addictions, and you're grown? I'm grown. Well, if you really grown, why are you sneaking that stuff? Why are you doing that stuff in the dark on your computer when everybody else is asleep? Oh, I'm just saying. These are all the things that can come out in the wash, but we have to be willing to go through that cycle. So here's the thing about that permanent press and that heavily soiled, they don't even play. Like, they have these industrial size or larger size washing machines, and you have to go in, the clothes go in there. The detergent goes in one area, the softener, the bleach, all that goes in a separate area. But when all that stuff gets together and the agitation starts and the heat comes, and it's hot. See, when we go through those situations in life, a lot of us are like, oh, it's the enemy. Oh, it's the enemy. I can't. Oh, the enemy thought he had me. But girl, without looking like, hey, there's something that maybe something is trying to work off of you. Maybe this is really working for your betterment. Maybe you really don't need all that extra attitude. But, oh, my gosh, you're stuck in traffic every morning and you haven't learned patience yet. You haven't learned how to prioritize and set your clothes out the night before and get ready early? So you don't have to be stuck in rush hour? You haven't learned that there's more than one way to get to most locations? Oh, you just rather sit there and fuss and cuss at everybody else on the highway? There's life lessons along the way. And until we complete that life lesson and get what we need, we're going to continue. That's why John and Jill can't get along, because she's still treating John like he's Fred. Why? Because you bring all that old stuff into this new situation. That's like if you take the, high-efficiency detergent. Supposedly, I have issues with detergent, but that's my own thing. Why should you need a booster when you're detergent in the first place? Maybe you need to work the first time so I don't have to buy the booster. But I understand marketing, how it all works. No problem. But if you take regular detergent and put it in a high efficiency, which is supposed to be top of the line, because we're going to get the stuff all clean with less water, cool, we're going to do all of that. But if you take regular detergent and put it in high efficiency washing machine, it doesn't work as well, supposedly. And so that's the other thing. A lot of us want the cheap solution. We're really willing to use some generic stuff on our situation, or I'll say it like this, we'll apply Band-Aids to gunshot wounds, and think we're doing something. In actuality, when you really want to look at you and when you really want to deal with you, you'll do whatever you have to do to get up out that cycle. You'll do whatever is necessary to say, hey, I'm tired. I'm sick and I'm tired of being sick and tired. What do I have to do to get out of this? What do I have to do to overcome this? How can I do it? Does it start with speaking life? Cool, I'm going to start speaking life. I'm going to replace all my negative talk with positive talk. What a great idea. I wonder who's been saying that all month long. What else do I have to do? I have to adjust the attitude so my thought life is right. Cool, I'm going to start surrounding myself with better people. I'm going to start listening. I'm going to start looking up different stuff on YouTube. I'm going to start Googling differently. I'm going to use my smartphone to help make me smarter. Oh, look at that. I'm going to you really listen to what people around me are saying, because everybody can't tell the same lie. So maybe it really is me that has the problem. Maybe it really is me that needs the adjustments in life. And if it is you, or since it is you, then you have the power to change you at any and all times in every situation that you're going to. You have a role in that. And how you respond to that determines if you're going to be in this cycle again. So if you're going to be in this cycle again, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't expect anything different. Don't expect any stays to come off. Don't have a spirit of expectation for better. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if you have a spirit of expectation, if you have a spirit of expectation for better, then you know what you need to do. You need to do better. If you have a spirit of expectation, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm just so antsy. I need to change. I need something to change. Start changing something inside of you. If you keep having to go back through situations, you're in the rent cycle. You're in the wash cycle. You are in the laundromat right now. And so when you come out this time, please come out different than when you went in. When you come out this time, you should be doing a whole lot of self-exploration. Like, oh, my gosh, am I really taking care of me? Am I getting the vitamins and nutrients that I really need from the way that I'm eating? Oh, my gosh, I'm not going to be 20, 30 forever. What can I do now to make sure I have a better future? Oh, my gosh, if I set up a will, does my family know my last wishes? I know people don't want to talk about that. But the reality is, these are conversations that need to happen. That's speak life. Do I want a prepaid funeral? Do I want life insurance? Conversations that need to happen. If it comes down to it, do I want to be resuscitated? Am I an organ donor? Conversations that need to happen. We'll speak about all this other stuff. Can't believe so-and-so got married. Girl, did you see that wet? She deserves that. All this other stuff is coming out your mouth. You're speaking over everybody else's situation. And half them people in Hollywood, on TV, Atlanta, wherever they tape it, don't know you, don't care. Just want your money, your attention, your likes, so they can go on about their business. It's time for you to be about your business. You are CEO of your life. You are the commander-in-chief, not only the chief executive officer, but you are the commander-in-chief. And what you allow will continue, even from yourself. So if you allow yourself to hit snooze and hit snooze and hit snooze, and you miss an opportunity at 8 a.m. in the morning, whose choice was that? Yours. If you continue to eat the stuff that you know is not beneficial to your health, I'm not even talking about your diet, because that word right there is ridiculous. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about your wellness. I'm talking about you making better choices, making different choices, being willing to exchange the high sugar, high carbs out of your life, being able to look at labels and read for GMOs and decide what you really want. You living in a community that you've never walked because you're too busy. Oh, my gosh, I can't do that. I don't want to do this exercise. I want to do that exercise. Okay. Don't do it then. Keep doing what you're doing and expecting different results, and you will continue to stay in a state of frustration. And if you continue to complain, the very thing that you're complaining about is the very thing that will keep happening. Why? Because that's what you're speaking life to. Oh, my gosh, I can't stand. It's the very thing you're going to keep speaking. The very thing you speak is the very thing you see day in and day out, I promise you. Why? Because you have not raised the bar of expectation. I love working with children, especially young toddlers, because when you give them a bar of expectation and then you give them the supports they need to get there, oh, they're willing to go for it. Even if it seems impossible at the moment, they're still willing to go for it, because you set the bar high for them and they have the thrive and the energy to try to achieve it. Compared to when you work with adults, they want to be stuck in their ways. They want to have all this extra stuff, bring in the old baggage. But this person this and this person that, those are excuses. As an adult, if you have excuses, you're just pacifying the situation, and it's just going to continue. But if you make up in your mind at any point in time to have a made-up mind and to be about the business of you, self-improvement, because that's the only person you can change, then guess what? Everything else will rise to your level of expectation or will fall off. And the very stuff that falls off, falls out, is the stuff that's not meant for this next level. that stain you've been holding on to, it's not working, in this next level. That situation you've got, it's not working in this next level. Why is it not working in the next level? Because it's not meant to go there. A couple shows back, we talked about this. The rocket boosters or the shuttles that go into outer space, the rocket boosters don't go. They just help propel the space shuttle to get to its destination. You've got some rocket boosters in your life. And for me, it's been a lot of negativity, whereas some people get the positivity. I seem to thrive off the negativity. What do you mean? I mean, there are people in my life who will constantly show me how not to do something, how not to be about this, and how not to be about that through their actions. And it seems negative at the time, but the lesson in it is how not to do it. And it works really well for me because that's why I've been around for a long time. And so I can see that I have the ability to sit back, look at other people like, not what I want to do because I want different results. So I'm going to choose to do something different. And that has been some of the best rocket fuel, I'll say, to get me higher and higher and higher. Oh, so-and-so does it like this. You're around them. Okay, cool. It propels you to where you need to be. And then it has to be cut loose from you so that you can continue on the journey. That stain that you've been holding on to, that wrinkle, whatever it is, that bad habit, the cigarettes, food addiction, closet addiction, whatever the case may be, that you're holding on to that's not helping you because you're spending your money elsewhere, because you're spending your time elsewhere, whatever it is, it's not helping you, then it's not for you. And so you have to speak to it and tell her you want a divorce, you want a separation, you need to move on, that you can't continue to have this love affair with chocolate cake and have a gym membership. You can't continue to go to DQ after every workout. You're defeating a purpose and self-sabotaging. But I had to reward myself, find a new reward. Be healthier. Be wiser in your choices. There's a lot of stuff coming down the barrel at you, but you got to be ready because opportunity is also coming. It's going to be knocking. It's going to be seeking, looking for you. Hey, you're going to be somewhere in a corner stretched out, chilling. I'm chilling. I'm just waiting. Then you're not going to be ready when it's time to go. And if you're not ready when it's time to go, you're going to get left behind. And again, you're going to be sitting there with dreams deferred, jacked up attitude, jacked up mental state. Oh, man, no, nothing good ever happened. This is ridiculous. Really? Are you ready? Are you ready? So if opportunity came to your door right now, you ready? No? Okay, then do what you can do, when you can, for how long you can do it. And watch the situation change, improve, and watch your attitude change and improve, because that's another thing that hinders us, and we talked about that last week, this week, Tuesday. How you think about stuff, how you perceive stuff. Again, a lot of stuff happened this week in my in my household family, not my extended family, like ER trips and popped muscles and sprained shoulders and elbows dislocated. Same time, and then we got the pressures, other pressures of life all coming at the same time. I'm like, oh, I've been in stressful situations before. How am I going to handle this? Oh, I'm not going to get stressed out. I'm just going to roll with it. I'm going to say my two cents. I'm going to see what the doctor has to say because it only tells you where to focus my energy and focus my words. And I'm going to keep it moving because I could jump on that pity party bandwagon. Trust, but I have every right to. But just because I have the right doesn't make it right. Oh, because I want better out of my life. I have people watching, following, looking at me. And if I'm saying I'm doing a whole series called Speak Life, and I'm over here speaking death, that makes me a hypocrite. What? Who wants to follow a hypocrite? I won't do that to myself because I don't want to be in a hypocritical situation. Because if I'm here to empower you or the next person or my family, then guess what? Then that's what my job is. That's what my responsibility is. That's what my calling is. This is not my first rodeo. This ain't my first time having stressful events around me. How am I going to respond? The way I always do, head high. Let me get this lesson. Let me go head on and get this lesson before life gives me this work. Because that's what happens. I'm not going through this cycle again. I've declared it. I've said it. I've stated it. I told the whole household from door to door, doorknob to doorpost, we're not going here again. We're not going to be in this situation again. Everything that's broken and out of line, it's going to be healed, restored, and repaired. Because there are things we're just not going to play with. We're not going to continue to, you know, act a certain way or do things out of discord. We're going to be aware. And we're going to say, oh, okay. And we're going to speak to it. Call those things that be not as though they were. Oh, you're okay. Muscles popped today. Cool. It's healing. Look at you. You already healing. Look how well you're healing. I like how you're healing. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. Good job, muscles. Good job, tendon. Look at that healing that's happening. I'm loving it. It's all how you say it and what you are expecting. I'm expecting healness and restoration over everybody that's been to the emergency room this week. And I'm talking total restoration from their toenails up. I don't have time. Life is what it is. It's a dash. And so if all I have is this dash, I'm gonna speak things that be not as though they were. I'm going to speak life over situations that appear to be dead. I'm going to expect resurrection for things that have died that I feel that I need. And I'm going to continue to walk in positivity with my head up through it all. I posted that picture on Facebook yesterday. I got a smirk on my face. All of that. Why? Because it's not going to kill me. It's not. If there's an enemy that's on assignment, still kill and destroy. Okay, I know what your assignment is. What's my assignment? To go through it, not to get stuck, not to get caught in the whirlwind, but to go through it. And so I'm armored up and I'm ready to go. And I suggest you get the same mindset, because every day is not going to be sunny and rosy and wonderful. There will be rains and storms and sleet and hail and all sorts of natural forces. But at the end of the day, it's how you're going to handle those situations. And as I started it with the laundry cycle, it's just a cycle, and it's going to continue as long as you continue to do those things that you're doing. Now, when you're ready to change or you're ready to let go of those emotional bonds that you've been holding on to that are not facts, they're just emotions, then you can move forward in life. If not, you're just like the elephant at the circus. You're being held by a rope that you could break at any time. Y'all have a great day. It's been Rev J, Couch Conversations, just speaking positively over you. You guys tune in next week. Have a great one. As always, follow us on any social media platform that you want. And may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forevermore. Talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.